Week 3, Tuesday, Evening Prayer. O God, come to our aid. O Lord, make haste to help us. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. O strength and stay, upholding all creation, whoever dost thyself unmoved abide, yet day by day the light in due gradation, from hour to hour in all its changes guide. Grant to life's day a calm, unclouded ending, an eve untouched by shadows of decay, the brightness of a holy deathbed blending with dawning glories of the eternal day. Hear us, O Father, gracious and forgiving, through Jesus Christ, thy co-eternal Word, who, with the Holy Ghost, by all things living, now and to endless ages, art adored. The Lord surrounds his people. Psalm 124. Those who put their trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion that cannot be shaken, that stands forever. Jerusalem, the mountains surround her, so the Lord surrounds his people, both now and forever. For the sceptre of the wicked shall not rest over the land of the just, for fear that the hands of the just should turn to evil. Do good, Lord, to those who are good, to the upright of heart, but the crooked and those who do evil, drive them away. On Israel, peace. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The Lord surrounds his people. Unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Psalm 130. O Lord, my heart is not proud, nor haughty my eyes. I have not gone after things too great, nor marvels beyond me. Truly I have set my soul in silence and peace. As a child has rest in its mother's arms, even so my soul. O Israel, hope in the Lord, both now and for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Unless you become like little children, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. A Canticle from Revelations 4. Worthy are you, our Lord and God, to receive glory and honour and power, for you created all things, and by your will they existed and were created. Worthy are you, O Lord, to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed men for God from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made us a kingdom and priests to our God, and we shall reign on earth. Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honour and glory and blessing. Glory be to the Father and to the Son and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Lord, you made us a kingdom and priests to serve our God. A reading from Romans 12. Let love be genuine. Hate what is evil. Hold fast to what is good. Love one another with brotherly affection. Outdo one another in showing honour. Never flag in zeal. Be aglow with the Spirit. Serve the Lord. Rejoice in your hope. Be patient in tribulation. Be constant in prayer. Responsory. Your word, O Lord, will endure for ever. Your word, O Lord, will endure for ever. Your truth will last from age to age. Your word, O Lord, will endure for ever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit. Your word, O Lord, will endure for ever. My spirit exalts in the Lord God, my Saviour. My soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God, my Saviour. He looks on his servant in her lowliness, henceforth all ages will call me blessed. The Almighty works marvels for me, holy his name. His mercy is from age to age on those who fear him. He puts forth his arm in strength and scatters the proud-hearted. He casts the mighty from their thrones and raises the lowly. He fills the starving with good things, sends the rich away empty. He protects Israel, his servant, remembering his mercy, the mercy promised to our fathers, to Abraham and his sons forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My spirit exults in the Lord God, my Saviour. Intercessions. God has established his people in hope. Nothing can break the confidence of those who love him. Let us proclaim, Father, our trust is in you. We give you thanks, Lord God, for you have made us rich in all wisdom and insight. Father, our trust is in you. Lord God, you know the hearts of all rulers. May they work for the good of the people they govern. Father, our trust is in you. Lord, you empower us to glorify this world with art. Make our work live with vision and true hope. Father, our trust is in you. You do not allow us to be tempted beyond our limits. Strengthen the weak, raise up the fallen. Father, our trust is in you. Father, you have promised us a share in your Son's resurrection on the last day. Remember those who have gone before us on the path to eternal life. Father, our trust is in you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Let our evening prayer rise up before your throne of mercy, Lord, and let your blessing come down upon us, so that now and forever your grace may help and save us. We make our prayer through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, God, for ever and ever. Amen. The Lord bless us and keep us from all evil, and bring us to everlasting life. Amen.